This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, the tariff conversations continue, and most recently, the Trump administration has paused its tariff war with China. So what does that mean for you and me? Well, to answer that question, we bring in Dave Simons, partner and managing director at One Private Wealth. Dave, we really appreciate you being so available for us to ask you so many questions about tariffs and 401ks and everything.
You know, I love talking about it, but then I'm kind of nerdy that way. You know, this is what gets me up in the morning to talk about, you know, economics and tariffs and inflation and the Fed. I mean, how more exciting can you have, you know, this kind of news every morning that just changes from day to day?
You got to love a sexy tariff conversation.
I love it.
Well, okay. So again, one thing with this tariff conversation, because it's been almost like a hypothetical tit for tat, and then nothing really happens. I feel like it's the boy that cries wolf. But now that the 90-day pause in the tariff war between the U.S. and China has taken effect, how will I notice that or not notice that?
Well, you won't, except for this way, Amy. I know that investors sometimes get a little tired of hearing from people like me who always say, you know, you can't time the market. You just got to stay fully invested and don't let fear and greed guide your decisions. And I think after a while, you know, people sort of tune that out and go, yeah, we know. Well, this is proof of that. I guarantee somebody somewhere and more than a few people late last week just decided, I can't take this anymore. This tariff thing scares me. I think we could be heading into a deep recession. And so I'm just going to cash out. And then yesterday, the Dow goes up 1,000 points. Now, what are you going to do? And so you just can't time this. So, Amy, what this really tells us is expect more of the same, because this doesn't make the negotiations all of a sudden settled with China. It's just a pause as they continue to negotiate. So we can have the optimistic side that says somehow this is all going to work out. Maybe the UK last week, Britain, that was the start of some, you know, really good negotiations with a lot of our trading partners, and it'll be great. You could take the other side, the pessimistic side, and say, man, this could really still just fall completely apart. And we could have back to 100% plus tariffs on China and not reach any deals with anybody else. Because let's be honest, Britain and the UK, that's low hanging fruit, honestly. That was easy. So there's still a lot of work to be done. The only thing that we can know as investors, really, and as American consumers, is what happened yesterday doesn't change a thing. Expect more volatility.
But Dave, what about, let's say I don't feel this tit for tat with China. I don't feel it in the prices. Is there a chance that I feel it on the retail side of things, because maybe some of my favorite stores or small businesses are reluctant to plan ahead, are reluctant to place future orders because of the volatility, and so supply might be down.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We see that in the supply chains that are still very much locked up. What happened yesterday, the 90-day pause, is not really allowing now a lot of companies to go, okay, things are back to normal, great. Let's call our manufacturing and suppliers and distributors over in China and Indonesia, and let's get business going again. No, maybe a little bit of that will start to pick back up because they have a little bit of pause. But you, if you're a business owner and you're bringing in things through, let's say, the port of San Francisco or wherever, you're not all of a sudden getting on the phone tomorrow or today and saying, okay, business as usual. No, this is a 90-day pause. This allows you maybe to start to slowly bring some goods back in and maybe build up your inventory while you can and still bring some business forward. But it is not all of a sudden causing business owners to go back and start to think about those expansion plans that maybe they had for 2025 and start to hire new people. Microsoft, by the way, just minutes ago announced that they were laying off 3% of their workforce. And so that right there tells me there are a lot of companies that are not using this most recent news as an excuse to go out and start expanding again. We continue to be in this just wait and see moment. But yes, prices going up. I don't know that you'll see that today or tomorrow across the board, but you could see that as we negotiate with other countries and have some tariffs that are going to be perhaps higher than the 10%.
So I think what I'm hearing is that it's not bad yet. Is that reality that it could get bad, or are we like in a really good position here and should be moving forward? Or is it unknowable?
You know, that we have team meetings virtually every day on this, Chris, between me and my partners, to say, okay, we gotta game plan this. We've got to try to come up with where we think things are going. And it is so difficult. You know, I'm in my fourth decade in this business, and I've been through all kinds of bear markets and bull markets. I've never had a lack of clarity like this, because neither direction would surprise me. If we really are negotiating, you know, we run a deficit with 101 countries. So if we actually reach some kind of an agreement with even half of them, this market is going to take off. That is going to be seen as really, really good news. So, but am I going to start changing all of our investment models around for clients based on that hope? Ain't no way. At the same time, we are not about to get overly bearish and start cashing out and heading for the hills, because a day like yesterday could happen. So what I would tell all of the listeners right now who are investors, just make sure that wherever you're invested or however you're invested with your allocation, that you can accept volatility. That's just going to be part of it. And that your long-term goals can still be intact. If the market goes down 20% in the next month or two, that's not a prediction. I'm just saying, do your stress test on yourself. Or would you be happy if the market goes up 30% and you're only up 10 or 12? I'm telling people, go ahead and bring your guardrails in to limit your downside. That's not to say you can't still go down, but if the market's down 20, maybe you can allocate your portfolio where you're only down half of that. You just have to accept, if you do that, that maybe you're only up a third to a half of the market to the upside. I think right now, nobody should be a hero and accept smaller returns to play defense.
Dave, I want to get to inflation as well, but since we're going to be nerdy this morning, Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations spends about half the book critiquing mercantilism, which is basically a nation gets wealthy by storing up gold and you don't want trade deficits. And Adam Smith is like, well, no, trade deficits can make you wealthy, because if you spend money on things, it doesn't mean you're losing that money. This feels like all of these tariffs feel like not mercantilism, but kind of like flirting with that theory that somehow all trade deficits are bad. I mean, I'm in a trade deficit with Deerbergs, and that's a good thing, because I can't yes. I can't get bananas and cereal.
Well, and people who have a mortgage, you know, theoretically, you have that trade deficit with your bank, but it's allowed you to have a some shelter and a roof over your head. Amy, you're exactly right. I have never understood why we are at war with this whole concept of tariffs. Like, oh, us just poor little Americans, we're just minding our own business, and those meany foreign people are making us buy their products that we don't want. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? We are the world's largest economic superpower for a reason, because we have this, like I like to say, this insatiable appetite to consume cheap goods, the kind of goods we don't want to make here, because no one is going to line up to you know, sew socks at 50 cents an hour, $10 a month. It's just not going to happen. And we have actually seen our percentage of global economic output, our percentage has been going up. Our strength has been going higher relative to our trading partners, even while our trade deficit has gone up a little bit more. So Adam Smith is exactly right. I'm not saying that we at times we aren't taken advantage of, like a country like China that loves to just dump cheap products onto our shores. Okay, these are one-off things, but to go after our solid trading partners, our friends for centuries, I think this is, it's just a battle that we haven't needed. And you're hearing from, and this is not a political statement, it's not pro-Trump, anti-Trump, anything like that. This is the way that I've always felt, and why I've always been more on the conservative side and leaned to that right side of things, because that party has always believed that. It's been flipped, man. This is a crazy Alice in Wonderland economic world that we're in.
Well, okay. China wouldn't make cheap goods for us to buy if we didn't buy them. It's so simple. Like, if people stopped buying that stuff, they would stop making it for us to buy. It's us. It's American people. I don't really understand what the objection is here.
And then add on to that, Chris, what I had said before is that we are also then not, even if we said, well, we don't want to buy those cheap products anymore. We would love to manufacture that here. Okay, but who is going to take those jobs? You want to then buy those cheap goods? Well, they're not going to be cheap anymore. American workers are not going to get paid $20 a week or whatever it is to make that. So buy American, fine. I'm all for that. If in a perfect world, if we could just make everything here and consume everything here, and our economy does well and inflation stays tame, that is not reality at all. So I don't get it either. Let me be a little bit optimistic here in the glass half full in on this concept. We are starting to see now those in the White House understand that maybe they went a little too far.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I know that big-time Trump supporters don't like to hear this, and again, I'm not being political. This is the reality. He is backing off. he is. He would never say that. He'll find a way to declare victory. But some of the people like Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, have his ear, and we should all be thankful for that. So this was acquiescing to China. Make no mistake about it. This was to say we need a reset. The Chinese know it. By the way, I don't trust them no matter what we deal with it. That's a whole different story. But at least we're talking with them. But I think we're starting to back off. And that's another reason why I think I see the markets right now behaving a little bit better. Even though there's lack of clarity, Wall Street is starting to think that the administration is going to back off a bit.
Dave, before we let you go, any thoughts on the inflation report from today?
Yeah, it was a pretty good report. It didn't really move the market. I think in a way it gives the Fed, if they want a little cover, to think about cutting rates, although I don't think they're going to do that at the next meeting. I think it'll be a few months. The fear should have been for all of us that it would have come in hot, that it would have been, let's say, a 3% or higher number. That would have really roiled the markets. But this notion that has really gained traction of stagflation, where you have a stagnant economy with inflation a la the 1970s, thankfully, that took a hit today with this lower than expected inflation number. That's very, very good.
Dave Simons, we appreciate talking to you every Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Thank you for the expertise.
Thanks, Chris. Amy, as always, you guys have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, sorry about that. Somebody texted in yesterday. Wasn't it a texter who said they regretted selling their Berkshire Hathaway or not investing in Berkshire Hathaway? They didn't mention you, and then we said, hey, we know a guy.
We know a guy. my stomach hurts again.
You had to bring that. I was having a good day.
Well, hold on.
Thank you very much.
What was the money again? It was one share worth $800K now?
Yeah, it got up to above 800. It just a little bit below fell. And all I'll say is, I'm not going to tell you where I sold it. I still did well, but I bought my one share many years ago for $10,000. And yes, I had sold it, and it'd be worth today about $800,000.
That's why he became a runner, because we're all messed up.
Yeah.
Look, even the professionals don't bat a thousand, all right?
Poor Dave. He'll never be able to recover.
I know.
You'll be under a viaduct somewhere.
Yeah, work until I'm 95. Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
You're the best, Dave. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you. Take care.
Dave Simons, partner and managing director at One Private Wealth. With us here, we will be...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.